Welcome to this week's episode of On Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. So I wanted to share the best things that I've experienced in 2018 since we're coming to a close. And the first thing that I wanted to discuss is the best podcast that I've listened to this year. So I've ranked them 1 through 5. And of course, I listen to so many more, but these are the ones that I enjoy and find myself coming back to week after week. The first one being is The Read. I usually get The Read on iTunes. It's with Kid Fury and Crystals. It's a current news, I should say like an urban current news thing with a twist because they're both from the LGBT community and they are both hilarious. And it is my number one podcast. I have listened to The Read for going on about 3 years now. And I don't think I'll ever stop listening. So if you get a chance, please check out The Read on iTunes. The next up is a wild, wild, wild podcast. It's called I Am Rappaport by Michael Rappaport, the actor, the singer, the comedian. This dude is crazy. I mean, I listen to Michael Rappaport. I think he records like once or twice a week, and sometimes he records a few emergency episodes. But this dude, he has sports figures come on, boxers, entertainers, rappers, skateboarders, you name it, you know, and he keeps it real with them. He curses a lot. He keeps it very entertaining. So my number two podcast is I Am Rappaport. Third up on my list is The Southside Heat with Antoine Walker and Clement Townsend. The Southside Heat is a Chicago-based podcast. Whoop whoop. That covers basically Chicago sports, the Bulls, the Bears, the Sox, the Cubs, the Blackhawks, you name it. I like the Southside Heat because it keeps me entertained and it also brings me close to home since I now live in a DMV. But, you know, the banter between Antoine and Clement Townsend is pretty nice. I like the chemistry between the two guys and it keeps me close to home. So I get my local sports opinions from local sports dudes that live in Chicago. So I love that podcast. So check that out, The Southside Heat. I also get to that on iTunes. Okay, guys, fourth on my list is Skip and Shannon's Undisputed Podcast. It is my all-time favorite sports podcast. I listen to it when I get on the train in the afternoon, and I finish it up on my DVR when I get home because it's a 3-hour show. Sometimes I fast forward through some things because they get really caught up on the Cowboys and the Lakers, but for the most part, it's very entertaining banter back and forth. And Shannon has always been one of my most favorite dudes to watch play football back from his Denver Bronco days. And so I'm still a big fan of Shannon Sharpe. And so I started watching Skip and Shannon and didn't know what to expect. And now it's my number one sports podcast out there, Skip and Shannon, Undisputed on ESPN. Last up on my list is the Brown Liquor Report. It's a local DMV podcast that deals with everything DC. Sometimes it goes into politics and sports, and sometimes it goes into current events and current affairs, but it's a nice banter. I think they have 3 hosts on there and they all mesh very well together. And so if you get an opportunity, check out the Brown Liquor Report. I'll also listen to the Brown Liquor Report on iTunes. So I'm going to run down the top 5 songs that I've listened to this year that I really enjoyed. I have many, many others, but this is a short list of the things that I've enjoyed this year. So number 1 is Look Alive by Block Boy JB, Stir Fry by Migos, Big Bank by YG and 2 Chainz, which is my jam, 1942 Goes Hard by G-Eazy, and KOD by J. Cole. I only have one really big top news story, and that is that my Chicago Bears are the NFC North champions. That is an awesome, awesome feat. We haven't been to the playoffs since 2010, so The Chicago Bulls are my top sports news story to date for 2018. So I like a variety of food, but I would say if I had to rank a meal this year, I can't really come up with one. But one highlight was during Thanksgiving. I ordered a lemon cake, like a two-tier cake from Portillo's. I haven't had a lemon cake from Portillo's since I left Chicago, probably in 1989 or something. But I ordered the cake and I didn't really know what to expect. And so, you know, it was a little bit of nostalgia that I wanted to have during the Thanksgiving holiday. And it turned out to be absolutely awesome. It was moist and it was delicious. And even though it doesn't count as a best meal, it was definitely the best dessert I've had in 2018. Okay, last up is best movie. Now, I'm not really a big movie watcher, but from time to time, my spouse will force me to go to movies that I really don't want to see. And I quietly just take a nap or, you know, wake up halfway between the movie and pretend like I know what's going on. But the best movie that I've enjoyed this year, I'd have to say The Hate U Give. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, are you serious? Black Panther came out this year. You didn't love Black Panther. Black Panther was just okay for me. And I think I actually saw Black Panther twice, and I still enjoyed The Hate U Give more. And an honorable mention is Creed 2. I just saw it a couple weeks ago, and I like Michael B. Jordan in that. It was a very good movie. I don't think I even fell asleep on Creed 2. I think I stayed up the entire time. Some bits and pieces were a little predictable, but I still enjoyed Creed 2. So that was my best movie of 2018 is The Hate U Give. That'll do it for the best of 2018 and On Baby. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.